Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2015.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the specialized note taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and now Android devices. With AccessNote, users can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Steinkamp from the weekly Blind Bargains podcast, and I want to invite everybody to come on over to blindbargains.com, check out our audio page, and listen to the archives of the weekly show when you get a chance. We've got all sorts of interesting things up there. We've talked to Shelley Brisbane about iOS Access for All. We've done some demonstrations of the talking Comcast DVR, and somehow Jay did not burn the house down when he was demonstrating a sandwich maker. All that and more on our weekly show. Remember, you can find that in iTunes. You can also subscribe to it on your Victor Reader stream in the HumanWare Preferred playlist. Hey, you could even hear it on the Amazon Echo through TuneIn. So definitely check us out on the weekly show on blindbargains.com.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2015 and back with Earl Harrison. He is the president of Triumph Technology, of course, known a lot for distributing Handytech products. That's what we're looking here at CSUN 2015. And Earl is here to show us a new Braille display that's musical.
Well, I mean, that's one of the attributes.
Let's talk about it. Welcome to Blind Bargain.
Okay, so we've got those of you who may remember a Braille display that has been around for a long time called the Braille Star. We've got another newer iteration of it called the Active Star. There are a few differences. The Braille Star had a keyboard that kind of sat on top and plugged into the back and kind of slid around, and you could use it with a laptop computer. This one has a magnetic keyboard that sits up on top of the unit, so you can, you know, it won't slide around. It won't even fall off if you turn it upside down. And if I slide away the tray where the laptop sits,
it slides back.
It exposes a compartment. Really, the compartment is intended for future use with some of the microcomputers coming out on the market. We can put it in there. Close the compartment, put the keyboard on top, and just pass the keystrokes through to the device inside the display, so you have a fully functioning computer with a Braille display. And of course, it's modular, so when you outgrow that computer or smartphone, whatever the case may be, you just put a different one in there and it works the same way. Currently, it comes with a USB micro connector inside the display. So you pass, the keystrokes pass through the device inside.
For Android mostly.
Pardon me?
For Android mostly.
For Android, or it does come with a lightning adapter, which is still really not quite working with Apple, but they're working on it.
All right.
Okay. The most exciting thing, of course, active tactile control has been around for a few years, and for those of you who don't know what that is the idea that the Braille display actually senses your fingers on the display. So I'm doing a presentation later today called When Braille Reads You. It's actually looking at the different reading behaviors that can be used for Braille instructional purposes. We can see how many words per minute somebody's using or somebody's reading, all kinds of things. But one of the funnest applications that just recently came to bear is the ability to compose music and export it to a MIDI XML file. And right now, I'm scrolling through here, and I come across a song, and I open the song up.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go ahead and play the song. A piece of the song here. I'll stop it. That's with a command.
I don't know that song. What is that?
It's a song that I downloaded from the Handytech website.
Oh, okay. So,
and believe me, I'm a musician myself, but my music Braille skills are, as we speak, I'm really trying to hone those because I'd never had anything like this when I was actually playing out professionally.
No. But you can put your finger
as
out
I'm
a
reading
note.
Across, I actually see the octave marks. It's playing the duration that the ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. That's about 100 beats per second, or per minute, rather.
Yep.
And but now I've slowed it down, just and it's just going as fast as I drag my fingers across. And I could drag my finger across really fast. But it's still playing the exact value of it, obviously, whether it's an eighth note, a half note, a quarter note.
Can you change the instrument?
You can. They've got, let me run down the instrument list. Because it is based on it's actually a 16-voice polyphonic FM synthesizer, so because it is polyphonic, we'll be able to do multi-timbral tones down the road here, and we can have piano scores or things like that. Let me look at we've got I do a command, and I see there's an organ, a saxophone, a xylophone, piano, steel drum, violin, guitar. Oh, please. No. And we're back to organ. That's right. All we have so
okay.
far.
Sure.
The organ is the loudest one. The saxophone is not bad. Here, I'll show you.
Right. It's an FM synthesized saxophone.
Right. But... but maybe hey, down the road there'll be something you can shape those sounds with.
You're not buying this for the sound quality.
That sounds like marching band, right?
Yeah, kind of. But you're not buying this for the sound quality of the instruments. You're buying it more just to hear the notes.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, you know, imagine somebody in music theory class are trying to learn their intervals. You sit on the bus and you're, instead of listening to some little tones that we have on one of our other devices that also has support for music braille, we're actually firing a really real musical instrument. And we can compose on the bus, for example, and then send that over to 8 through HCCOM to as a MIDI HTML, not MIDI XML file.
That's different from regular MIDI XML?
Yeah, it's kind of the new standard, as it were. So, but you can then share that with your instructor, of course.
Right.
Unfortunately, the same isn't true going the other direction, not yet, but that's something that's, you know,
now,
in the roadmap.
Where does... you know, music, people that know music braille, that have braille displays, that, you know, this is a niche inside of a niche inside of a niche.
It's true.
I mean, where does this idea come from?
Let's talk about blind people who read braille. There's not enough of us.
Well, right. I mean, in music braille, of course, it's definitely more complicated than regular braille. Where did this idea come from, or how did that become? I mean, obviously, it's just part of it. I mean, it's one feature of this thing.
Yeah, it's just one feature. Of course, braille literacy in general is really important, and music braille literacy is just another aspect of that.
So why not? Since you already have the technology to trail the cells, why not throw that
exactly.
in?
Exactly. And, you know, what a fun way to learn how to read braille music.
So the Active Star just becomes a little more portable version of the old braille stars.
Mm-hmm. With a whole lot more functionality. Also, it supports the... it's got a 16-gig SD micro card. That's okay. where the firmware lives and such.
Okay.
But it supports the mass storage protocol also. So you connect the sucker up to any computer, whether it's a Mac or a Windows computer, and it just shows up as an external drive. And then you can fly files back and forth that way. Also, they just, with a new hardware update that they just came out with the Active Star, they just started pumping the audio out of that internal compartment as well. So you'll be able to, when you put your little computer in there, it's also got stereo speakers on the front of it.
Okay.
And the sound will come out on the front and you can...
So is there a sound card?
No.
Okay.
What you can do is take a Bluetooth receiver and you can buy any number of these things for $10, $15, $20 at Amazon or whatever.
Right.
Run that... put that inside that space that would accept an iPhone and plug it into power inside there and then plug into the audio jack inside there and then cover it up again and you've got your audio and your braille via Bluetooth.
Right.
Because when you charge the battery on the braille display, you're also charging that Bluetooth receiver.
So JJ, this is Eugene Iwanski. He just joined us at Triumph Technology.
Hi JJ.
Hey Eugene. Welcome live onto the podcast here with Earl. Awesome. This is interesting to me, too. I mean, most of the Braille displays these days, everyone's going smaller and tinier in Bluetooth, and then this is kind of I wouldn't say a throwback, but I guess you're saying there still definitely is a need from people for these more, well, it's portable, but a little less portable.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great if you want to use it with a laptop computer. It's great if you want to use it as a standalone device, just as a note taker. But, man, when you start putting things like entire computers inside the thing, then now it's smaller than a laptop computer.
Right. With all the tablets and things that are out there now.
Exactly.
You were showing me before the podcast as well something called the Start Stick.
Oh, yeah. The Start Stick is a... It's a USB stick that has the HandyTech software. They call it the Start Stick software. It comes with every HandyTech Braille display, and it has drivers for all of the HandyTech displays. Well, it's got the software for all the HandyTech Braille displays because the actual driver that they use in Windows is a universal driver. It works with all their HandyTech Braille displays. But it's a great way. You plug it in, you start the software, and you go and tell it, okay, update everything. Now, I walk around with a USB stick that has the latest drivers for all the HandyTech products, or the latest software for all the HandyTech products, including iRead, which is our OCR software, and I'm sure anything else that comes down the road. It also starts using, you have the option, if you don't have a screen reader on the computer, you have the option of just using NVDA. It comes up automatically with NVDA.
We even get musical background for the this is awesome.
Right.
When is the ActiveStar going to be released? And
ActiveStar is available now.
And how much?
Gee, is that the time? No, I'm just kidding. it is a little more expensive. It's $67.90 is the cost of the ActiveStar.
For how many cells?
40 cells.
For 40 cells. Awesome. And if you want to get more information about Triumph Technology HandyTech, what's the best way to do that?
You can always call us at 651-636-5184 or email us info@attriumph.com. That's attriumph.com.
Thank you so much, Earl.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.